Hey, good morning. Welcome back from the Roscoe Morton Tower. We are joined this time by Major John Cummings, who is the F-22 Raptor demo pilot, and also very special. He's from Appleton, Wisconsin. For those of you listening offsite, Appleton is about 20 miles north of Oshkosh, so this is really a homecoming for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be back. I went here as a kid, first exposure to air shows, so to taxi that Raptor in. And my arrival this time was pretty special.
It was. And even more special is the marshaller who brought you in to Boeing Plaza.
Yeah, that's right. My father was out there marshaling the aircraft in it. He looked a little confused about it, but I could see the chalk, so it all worked out.
Good. And as you mentioned, you've been coming to Oshkosh for a number of years, and that's where you've got your inspiration to pursue aviation?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can read about it, you can see it on TV, but until you come out and you know, touch the airplanes and see them fly in person and feel the rumble of the ground when the jets go by, that's what did it for me.
Good. So how does it feel being on the other side of the flight line? Right? You've seen all the jets as a youngster, and now you're actually out here making noise.
Yeah, it's you know, this is the second year I've been doing this, so once I close the canopy and start the engines, and it's game face on as normal. But just walking around through the crowd, I actually showed up in shorts and a t-shirt this morning because everybody's been so welcoming. I haven't been able to go walk around and go anywhere without people coming up and talking to me and thanking me for being here. So that's been really cool.
Good, good. Talk a little bit about your progression from youngster on the flight line to flying the F-22 Raptor demo here at Oshkosh.
Well, aviation is always something I wanted to be involved in. So when I went to college at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I studied electrical engineering. And then I ended up working for Boeing out in Seattle as an avionics engineer for a couple years. Started flying out there. It was something that was always in the back of my mind, and eventually I just decided at age 26 to make the transition. So I joined the Air Force. I went through their all their flying training, and flew the F-15C and now the F-22.
All right. What's the primary trainer that Air Force is using?
They use the T-6 Texan II. It's across the Navy, Marine Corps, and Air Force now as the standard trainer. It wasn't when I went through. It was the T-37 Tweet was being replaced. I was actually honored to be the first in the first class at Vance Air Force Base that transitioned to the T-6, so that was pretty cool.
Cool. Where are you based these days?
We're in Langley Air Force Base, which is actually not in Langley, Virginia, but Hampton, Virginia. So just kind of Hampton Roads area, the southeastern part of the state.
All right. And your trip here to Oshkosh, nonstop, or did you have to make a stop?
No, it was about 700 miles, so we flew direct and had enough gas to still do a few patterns. So.
Well, you have to make sure the runway is clear before you land. It's an important thing to do. tell us a little bit about the Raptor and how it is different from conventional fighter jets like the F-15 that you flew. What makes it different than that?
Well, we call it fifth generation. So if you started with the Korean War era gun-only subsonic jet fighters and then make the progression all the way up through the F-15C, the F-16, the F-18, fourth generation type airplanes, the Raptor combines stealth, super cruise, and advanced integrated avionics, as well as a superior maneuverability, which it gets from the digital flight control computers and the thrust vectoring engines, really allows the jet to do some pretty spectacular things. Unfortunately, we can't show you all those things at Oshkosh based on the aerobatic box that we have this year for us, but just outside of that, we can still sneak in a few maneuvers.
Okay. Explain to a layperson like me, what is super cruise?
Super cruise is the ability to maintain supersonic speeds without afterburner. So this jet is really optimized for Mach 1.5 at 40,000 feet. It's, in fact, just as fuel efficient per mile to be going that speed as it is to be going subsonic. So unfortunately, the National Airspace System doesn't allow us to transit point to point in that manner. But when we are in the battle space, it allows us to cover a lot more ground for the same fuel efficiency.
Great. Hey, can you describe for us the demo that you'll be doing today and tomorrow?
Sure. In Milwaukee, we get to do the full air show. So if you want to make the trip down there, you can see that. So we'll be flying out of here around just before 1 o'clock to go do that air show and come back and land. And then in the demonstration here, you'll see a number of passes with some aggressive maneuvering, some hard turns, just to show you what the jet can do. And and then we'll join up for the Heritage flight, which is actually my favorite part, being a young Warbird-loving kid, to be able to fly next to those airplanes now is really cool. So we have a P-51 and a P-38 that'll be part of the Heritage flight today.
All right. And you flew the demo yesterday, correct?
I did, yes.
All right. So we all watched the Heritage flight, the formation. How hard is it for you to slow down enough to stay in formation with those two aircraft? I mean, World War II, those are, you know, cutting edge compared to the cutting edge today.
Yeah, you know, the Heritage Flight program for the Air Force started in 97 before we even had the Raptor.
Right.
So it was actually a bigger challenge for airplanes like the F-4 and the F-16 to slow down. The Raptor actually does very, very well slow speed. As we'll show you in the air show, the slow speed pass where we can slow it down to 90 knots and still very manageable. It just looks like it's hanging there. But for the formation with the warbirds, actually, it's not the speed so much as the different types of wings that really make the difference. So you've got the straight wing conventional airfoil on the Mustang and the P-38. So those guys can actually at those, and they're near their top end speed. So they turn very, very well. In fact, they can dust me off in a turn. I just can't keep up because I'm going slow, and my wing creates so much drag when it turns. You know, if it were 400 knots, it would turn a lot better, obviously. But then, of course, when we level out, I can out accelerate them, no problem. So with the changing altitudes and changing banks and everything like that, then it's definitely a little more work to hang in that formation than it would be with a similar type jet fighter.
Good. You mentioned the Heritage program, and it's really cooperation between the Air Force and civilian pilots. How do people get involved in that? I mean, there's a very rigorous training program.
Yeah, every year we practice. We do a number of sorties out in Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. We call it the Heritage Flight Training Course and usually we're developing a new demo pilot pretty much every year for some type of airplane. So this year we have the F-22 demo and the F-16 demo, and for him it was his introduction to flying with a Heritage Flight. And then the pilots, they get requalled every year, but there's really only 9 pilots now doing the Heritage Flight on the civilian side. So for them, it's really a warm-up. They don't get to do it as often as we do. I pretty much do it after every air show. So.
Right. All right. And what's the most unusual airplane that you've done Heritage Flight with?
Unusual? You know, the P-38 is kind of an unusual airplane, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to fly with a Skyraider yet, and that's kind of a unique airplane as well. But my favorite is the F-86. Of course, it makes it easy, and then we can go by really fast. So,
there you go. Is there, aside from the F-22, because I know that's your favorite airplane, what other airplanes, when they fly by, you've got to stop and watch?
Pretty much any warbird. You know, I really like the Mustang. That always used to be my favorite warbird. But I've now flying the Heritage Flight, I've come to really love the Jug. So that big, you know, 2,000 horsepower radial engine. I just love the sound of the radial engine. Whenever one goes by, I have to look. So
good. Speaking of sound, what is the sound like inside your cockpit when you're going by?
You know, the Raptor was originally designed to have automatic noise reduction headsets in the airplane, and they never ended up putting in that feature. But so it's a little bit louder than normal jet fighters. There's a little less sound insulation, but I wear earplugs, and then I have a helmet with a headset in it as well. So it's really not that loud for me.
Okay. For any youngsters that are listening, what is your advice as far as if they'd like to grow up to be just like you, to be a F-22 pilot or actually any Air Force pilot?
You know, there's a lot of steps between here and there, and if you just take it one, you got to take it one step at a time, and you got to excel at what you're doing at that particular moment. So, and then you got to have the right attitude. So, I remember when I showed up for pilot training in the Air Force, and they said in my class of 25 people, they said only 3 or 4 of you will go to the T-38 and fly that. And so, I looked around the room to see who the other 3 would be. So, it's that kind of attitude, I think, that you have to get there.
Good. And now that you're back home, right? Is this the first time you've been here in the Air Force role?
It is. Yeah. Okay. I haven't been here since I was here as a spectator probably in the 90s when I was in high school. So really cool to come back. It's changed a bit.
It's a little bigger.
Yeah.
A lot more tents. And this year, a lot more airplanes, which is good. So we appreciate you bringing the airplane here. We're just absolutely thrilled to have the demo again. We'll see you this afternoon in the air show. You're flying the demo?
Yes.
All right. Good. Yeah, so we'll see you this afternoon in the air show. The very final element of the air show second to last element is your demonstration, followed by the Heritage Flight. So it's worth the price of admission to come out and watch. We watched the demo yesterday. Fantastic. And of course, Heritage Flight is always something that tugs at my heart, and I know a lot of folks here. So any last words of advice for us or thoughts on being here in Oshkosh?
You know, it's a pleasure to be here, and we're going to be in the jet will be in the plaza all day, so come up and talk to us and ask us questions. That's why we're here.
All right. Sounds good. Major John Cummings is our guest here from the stand. This is EAA Radio.